support of our school, community, and football team, here is our fight song.
USA with her third score of the night. Walker Foley gets into the scoring action with a three-yard dive, capping off of a 10-play, 50-yard drive, and spanning 5 minutes and 16 seconds off the clock. 22-0, USA leading the home Harbor Beach Pirates on homecoming night. Harbor Beach not too much to celebrate this evening.
No, that first drive was an exciting drive for Harbor Beach. Right down the field, a big Luke Woodkey run, but 4 chances inside the 5-yard line, unable to punch it in, and that has been it for the excitement for Harbor Beach. Otherwise, it has been just a ground game show. 171 yards rushing for Braylon Ballard alone for the USA Patriots in this first half.
And 229 yards altogether. This kick goes out of bounds from Nehemiah Parmenter. The wind got that one as well. It went out of bounds at the 12-yard line, so Harbor Beach has the option for USA to re-kick or take the ball at the 35-yard line. My guess is they'll take it at the 35.
I think you're right, Clark. And now I know it's into the wind and only a minute 26 to go, but you kind of got to make something happen here. So I would be surprised if we don't see at least a little of the spread and see if your senior quarterback can land a couple throws in this weather.
First and 10 from the 35-yard line, a 65-yard field to work with. Like Dave said, the wind blowing in their face. It's almost directly, well, it's about west northwest now. It's been swinging all night. When we got here to set up this afternoon, it was southwest. It went to west, and now we're almost to northwest. T formation, Dylan Cater under center. 3-man backfield on the left hash of the 35. Handoff to Levi Klasky, gets out for a hard fought, maybe 1 yard, maybe 2 yards. Tackle made by USA's front line, including Jacob Nimtz, linebacker. And gets out for a yard, 2 yards, out to the 37, second down and 8, clock winding down under minute 10.
Yeah, just a straight ahead dive for Klasky, nowhere to go. He gets 2 yards, second down and 8, and Harbor Beach not in a huge hurry here.
Second down, 8 to go from the 37, same exact spot on that left hash. Dylan Kadar under center, 3 men behind him. Turns and hands it off to Elliot Seaman. He's upended right at the original line of scrimmage by USA's Braylon Ballard, as well as Dakota Miller, defensive tackle. Brings up a third down and 8 from the same exact spot, the 37.
Just nowhere to go with the football. USA locating it well and making those tackles in space. They're not allowing second and third efforts from those Harbor Beach backs. Made a great adjustment since that first drive, and that'll bring up third down and long. Third down and 8 for Harbor Beach.
So Harbor Beach with 20 seconds to work with here in the first half. Either one, maybe two plays here. Looks like about this will be the last play of the half, and they'll be happy to go to the halftime locker room with a 22-point deficit. Dylan Kadar turns, hands it off to Luke Wicke, going to the left edge, has the first down across midfield to the 50, lowers the shoulder, and is brought down at the 46-yard line of USA with 3 seconds left. Tackle made by USA's number 44, Carson Holland, defensive back, and a second timeout called by Harbor Beach in this half with 3 seconds left. So Harbor Beach with a glimmer of hope here after a big run from Luke Woodkey. 18 yards altogether.
A nice run there by Woodkey. They get the timeout with 3 seconds left. So obviously one last play here, and this is where you dig deep into your bag of tricks. Yeah, that's exactly right. Some kind of hook and ladder, or maybe just a deep pass if they think Kadar can throw it far enough. But this wind is brutal right now. You'd be better chance of some sort of lateral or designed reverse of some kind. Well, we'll see. Coach Shelkey's got plenty of these up his sleeve.
Maybe Harbor Beach can stand on the tee box and hope for the wind to die down just for a hot second before hitting that drive. First and 10 from the USA 46-yard line. 3 seconds left in this first half. How are we trying to put something together here before the halftime locker room? It's USA 22, Harbor Beach nothing. USA has put together 229 yards on 26 plays this night. averaging 8.8 per play. Power Reach Fire at 16 plays for 80 yards. They're averaging 5 yards per play and no points to show for it. 3 seconds are left. Power Reach still in the huddle. USA back on out of their huddle, talking from Josh Hahn as well as Eric Gardy. Gary Van Sumeren, a very storied coaching staff over there from USA, putting a heck of a program together year in and year out from the USA Patriots. Power Reach in the T formation, spraying their three backs out just an edge wider than typically. Dylan Kadar under center. This will be the last play of the drive, and it's a sweep out to the right side. And back to pass. Tanton Babcock throws this one. It's a duck into the wind, and this one cannot be brought in by Keegan Bixman, as it was passed, was intended for Caden Boynton, and it is halftime. And USA leads Harbor Beach 22-0 after 24 minutes of play in week number 9, the final week of the regular season, right here on the WLEW Sports Network. When we return, we'll have all the homecoming festivities from Harbor Beach, Michigan, right here on your home for high school football, the WLEW Sports Network, home of the strong side, and your home for high school football.
Do you need vehicle repairs? Contact Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They not only do heating, cooling, and air conditioning repair, they offer full-service mechanic work, cars, trucks, semis, RVs, along with all types of agricultural equipment. They have a new state-of-the-art Matco 1234YF unit, so they can fix any air conditioning system in any vehicle.
This is Gary Rauchy. We have the equipment, parts, and expert knowledge to get the job done. So if you're getting a little hot under the collar, contact Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe or call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Did you know that reaching for an object while driving increases your chances of crashing by eightfold? Or that texting while driving makes an accident 23 times more likely? October is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and Thumb Cellular wants you to be aware of those scary statistics. While waiting until you're parked is the safest way to use your phone, a hands-free device can keep your hands on the wheel and eyes on the road. All month, Thumb Cellular is offering 10 to 25% off all hands-free accessories to help you drive safer. Yes, even on Apple AirPods. In addition to those safe driving specials, you can upgrade to a new smartphone and get a $50 credit or add a new line and get a $100 credit. Plus, save on select iPhone XR and iPhone 11 models while supplies last. For more details, go to thumbcellular.com/deals or visit their offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Don't forget your mask. Terms and conditions apply. Offers are valid through October 31st, 2020. Smartphone discounts and account credits require a 2-year contract.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? 3 mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Clark Ramsey here, and I'm being joined by Sure Senior Living Manager, Matt Raymer.
Hi, Clark.
Not everyone realizes the full capabilities of Sure Senior Living right here in the Thumb.
You're right. We have 3 different living communities at 3 different levels. Independent living, we have Country Bay Village. Assisted living, Country Gardens. And then for 24-hour nursing care, we are proud to have long-term care.
In your opinion, what's the biggest benefit of living in one of Sure's 3 senior living communities?
Honestly, it's a variety of things. Convenience, quality of living, and peace of mind. Our residents don't have to worry about home maintenance, mowing the lawn, doing laundry in the basement, and the big one, shoveling snow in the winter.
So, how can everyone find out more about Sure Senior Living?
The best place to start is to go to the senior living section on sure.org. We have a lot of information available on there for your convenience.
So that's